Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. Today, the 20th of September 2005, with another wonderful live broadcast and a very special one, kicking off a new series here on Hour of the Time. Ran primarily this series Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays because of our new format. Now, you're listening to the Hour of the Time on WBCQ The Planet, 7.415 megahertz and 9.330 megahertz out of Monticello, Maine, and First Amendment Radio over the Internet, and also via satellite links and AM and FM affiliates. Now, if you'd like to contact the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Our website, hourofthetime.com. Again, that's hourofthetime.com. Now, I'd like to remind everybody that you need to check our website daily if you are interested in these topics and news to help restore our constitutional republic. We don't put every single update on the front page. The reason being, we have sections, obviously, on the website. So when we add to weather control, that area of research, it goes under weather control. It doesn't just go on the front page. So look around. Now, we've changed the formatting just slightly of our weekly broadcast schedule to try to help facilitate an easier flow for listeners and to help fill the needs of those out there who are past listeners, new listeners, etc., and based on feedback from the audience. Now, Mondays will be, except for it may be preempted, of course, if something major happens on a Monday morning or something, but Mondays are planned, as yesterday, to be a Cooper Classic Monday. That way you are guaranteed every week to get one of Bill's classic shows from the past, from the Hour of the Time. Now, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will, of course, be the new shows, guests, interviews, etc. Friday will be kind of a hot topics of the week, per se, and that'll be a wrap-up, but not just a rehashing of what we covered, either via Bill's classic broadcast on Monday, the live shows and guest interviews Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It will be more of a recap for those of you who didn't catch during the week every show. You always have Friday as kind of a safety net to find out what went on during the week and find out what day may pique your interest. It will also be a time when we can put out any additional research on a topic we may have gained throughout the week. For instance, we play a classic ADL expose by Bill, or maybe a FEMA show that Bill and I did, for example, on a Monday, and then I followed up with some new FEMA happenings or non-happenings on, let's say, Wednesday, and then Friday we have some more numbers. Well, that's when I can recap it and put out some new numbers of waste and fraud and abuse and stealing of our constitutional rights by agencies like FEMA. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is listener-supported. And without your support, we can't pay airtime, internet feeds, satellite feeds, AM and FM affiliate cost, overhead, the basic overhead that, of course, phone, internet fees, our internet fees to provide the website, electricity, etc. So we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. There's various ways to do that. We have the Hot Club, which is a very good opportunity. Go to the website, hourofthetime.com. And there you, by joining the Hot Club, not only do you give us some average amount of donations that we can kind of base our plans on for equipment purchases, etc., but you also get incredibly reduced pricing on all products. And even when a product is put on special, you even still get more savings on top of the special. So you always get a better price on donation items. So I would tell you to consider to look into that. Outright donations are fine, but really the goal is to get the information out there so that you can expand your knowledge base and try to become more educated so that you can help in the fight to restore a constitutional republic. We are not only on the downhill slope, we are on the downhill slope, sliding fast, snowballing, and skidding uncontrollably towards outright full socialism and world government. If the United States falls, we are the last stumbling block, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Although things are bad, we are still in the way. If we fall, it is done around the world. You need to wake up. That's why donations for research materials are the better. You get information in your hands that you can use in a research area that you know nothing about or you want to expand upon. You can share it with your family, your friends, your loved ones, your community. Now we have over 2,500 broadcasts covering a whole plethora of subjects going since 1993. Anywhere from 1 to 3 hours in length. The full catalog is available in two forms, either via the website, hourofthetime.com, or if you write me at the address, HOT, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925, and donate $4 for the catalog. I will rush out a catalog, mailed in a large envelope, flat, so it's not all folded and dinged up, at least when it leaves here, it isn't. And get that out to you first class. That way you get it in your hands and you can browse through it. All the catalog, the website, and the hard copy version are completely broke down by show number, which was the technique used until Bill's passing. And going through the tapes to organize and automate the catalog, we found that that really was not the ideal way using, especially nowadays, computers to display the catalog. So not only does it have the item or show number as Bill had originally declared it, we also have the date of the show if that's more helpful to you. For instance, I listened on some Christmas and I remember this show about that. Well, you're going to find it because we also put down the title and the length of the show. Now all shows are 1 hour broadcast unless we note, because there were various runs on programming time where we did do 2 and 3 hour broadcast, and quite a few actually. So ladies and gentlemen, please consider that. Also, a little more information before we go to this quick musical break. If you would like to contact me directly, it is hourofthetime@hotmail.com, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and our studio number is 928-333-2942. That's 928-333-2942. Now, I think we're going to waive this musical break because I was getting interrupted, but they'd left the studio door. So, what I wanted to get onto next was we also have available for your donations more research material in the forms of published matter, like The Coming Battle, an excellent book on centralized or demonetized or fractional banking. A wonderful book. I've had the publishers on who found this rare book, of which only 30 or 32 are known to exist, and they have one, and they republished it in its entirety, in its original form, to get the information out there. It's absolutely a mind-boggling book. That's $25 postage paid donation. That's The Coming Battle. Of course, behold a pale horse, but we cannot compete with Borders and Barnes and Nobles, etc. There is no way, because they're buying them by the pallets. And we don't get any special break. The publishers, in fact, are quite difficult to work with. So we do have the book. But there's no way we can compete. If you can go find it cheaper, I suggest you do, because I know you can. But we are about $5 higher than the big chains, because we just can't. And even at that, to give you an example, yesterday, a gentleman donated for one from England. It cost us $24. He sent $25. And there was $8 and something cents shipping to get it to the United Kingdom. So you see, we lose out on those, but we do offer it. Because obviously, if you come to the site, you're a new listener, whatever, and that's where you want to get the book, we do appreciate it. But we are going to have to increase the price. The publisher has increased their distribution price. The new price in the small handful I just got yesterday through a book dealer, at their cost, by the way, their friends and like-minded and listeners right here in our area, their prices have gone up also. So they cost now the $24. So we are going to have to go up to 30, and that decision's based on, number one, that, and number two, the fact that duping some shows from 1995, and it just happened to be 95, which is 10 years ago, that I was converting a series to CD and going through it and getting rid of the ads, etc. And lo and behold, Bill starts talking about his book. And 10 years ago, it was $25. So we're going to have to move with the times. Unfortunately, we're going to ask for a $30 donation, and that includes postage for Behold a Pale Horse. There are, on occasions, other publications that we carry, and we are about to go into a deal after we have the authors on as guests on two new books. The arrangement's already made to have them on as guests. Now, we have three authors lined up. And as soon as I have the rock solid, because we are getting inundated with various guests, and of course this new series, they need to mingle in with that. Because of that, as soon as I get it rock solid, this day is this guy, this day is that guy, etc., without wiping out the classic Cooper Mondays or the Friday recaps, so of course that would be the first one to get knocked out, if need be, to fit in a guest, I will let the audience know, and it will be posted on the website. But right now, we have guaranteed three authors, just a matter of what day. And then also special guests from the industry who are friends that we will be talking throughout this new series that I'm going to start today. Now, this new series, ladies and gentlemen, is something you need to know and understand. We are going to cover survival techniques, food storage, shelter, fire building, ration kits, emergency kits, fanny packs, backpack size, car trunk size, home types, water filtration, emergency power, making homemade fuels along the lines of the biodiesels. All these topics we've covered in the past, ladies and gentlemen, because of the new listeners we have out there and because of, obviously, the lack of attention on American people to being prepared for disasters, either man-made or natural, I feel we need to recover these. That is going to go into our new practical shooting series. These are real-world, proven, and tested by not only myself, but industry expert techniques to help you survive in a confrontation to where you come out the victor, not the victim. That is the mindset of the whole series, whether that be on food storage, emergency packs, preparedness in general, communications, or firearms usage. And ladies and gentlemen, you better wake up and learn it. I am pulling a lot of favors in from a lot of friends in the industry. We have guests come lined up already to be in facets that may not seem so intriguing, but think about it, they are, like physical security of your property, vault security. Just let your mind wander a little bit why a guest like that might be on, and so that you fully understand the details of that, and how, if it was used against you in a malicious manner by a Gestapo, how to control government arm, how to get around it. Now, also, industry leaders from the firearms industry and ammunition industry. I'm not talking salesmen, I'm talking CEOs, lab technicians, etc. Ballisticians from one of the best ballistics lab programs I have ever used. I've tried probably 43 different programs, I believe that was the count. I made a quick cursory count last night. And I feel this one's the best. And the gentleman is quite the ballistics engineer and has written a program for you reloaders or people wanting to figure out all your downrange ballistics, interior, exterior, ballistic coefficient. Just simple, like here's your target size. How far out with maximum point-blank range zeroing can you hit your target while holding dead on if you want to call your target 8 inches? 8 inches is a good kill zone to count on unless you are hunting for ground squirrels. 8 inches will take care of most 4-legged and 2-legged threats on this planet. And with that knowledge, you can then know with your weapon and your caliber, etc., exactly how far you can just hold on and what those zeros need to be. And we're offering you not only his expert lab advice, but personalized service that I've already done with several listeners. If you give me the basic specifics I need via email, I can calculate the stuff for you if you can't afford the investment in the equipment. I already have a full ballistics lab, from the computers to the chronographs to the timers to the piezometers, etc. Going into bullets, so you understand terminal ballistics and what they do and how they work and how they can fail. Leading bullet manufacturers. Now, also items for your personal firearm of choice for defense of you and your family and property against whatever threat it is, 4-legged or 2-legged. Services like Magnaporting, the founders of the company, are going to be on to discuss their procedures, how it helps, how it works, and how it makes you a more effective shooter. Reloading. Experts that I deal with talking about various equipment, how to get started, what equipment works, what doesn't, how to start on a budget, or how to fit your equipment to your needs. If you're only interested in the one 9mm pistol you have, but you really shoot it up, 1,000 rounds a week practicing, well, we're going to tell you what piece of equipment is probably ideal for you for reloading your own ammunition. That is going to be a necessity when martial law is declared. How to store your components. We're going to have experts on in the communications field as far as how you can talk to your neighbor next door or your friend across the country. Food storage experts, herbal medicine experts. David Krister is going to be back on the air with us. He very much likes us. I had a face-to-face meeting with him before I had to go to California, and we've already got it planned out. He's going to be a regular guest on again with us. And we are going to start off, of course, because of this series, with the same stuff we had covered before, not all the shows, because there was dozens and dozens of them, on herbal home, health care, and healing. We are going to cover, though, right off the get-go, the 10 most important herbs that you need to have in your pantry, in your kit, that you can go and pick and identify also in the field when you need it most, and how to utilize them and what they do. And these 10, ladies and gentlemen, grow almost everywhere in this country. And they offer the most bang for the buck medicinally, and they're easy to process as far as tincturing, poultices, etc. These are the things you are going to need to understand and know. The crackdown is coming. What part of that do you not understand, ladies and gentlemen, when you email me or call the studio? No, I don't have a date for you. I'm not part of Diana Ross's Psychic Friends Network. I can't give you, it's going to be Wednesday the 28th. It is coming. All the indications based on historical evidence, political trends, statements, manipulations, etc. are occurring. And when that comes, there's going to not be any email so that you can come and email Doyle and ask him, well, what should I put in my kit? I didn't have time to listen. Too bad. You're on your own. At that point, all we are going to be able to do, those of us who are smart enough to be prepared to fight this fight for a constitutional republic, for a restoration of our republic, all we're going to be able to do, unfortunately, is walk on by you. We cannot make a constructive effort to restore the republic or defend it against enemies, both foreign and domestic, like many of us took oaths to out there when we were in the military to supposedly serve our country, with a bunch of dead weight on our shoulders that didn't want to listen. So wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Now today's show, now that you've got a gist and the fact that we have done our research, it is field tested by experts, 99% of it tested by me personally, and the stuff that didn't work sometimes injured me, and the stuff that worked, worked great. And I will be telling you all. You're going to be amazed at how much, and in fact, many of you who got my shows of anywhere from, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, on these various aspects have had wonderful luck and have utilized, for instance, your little fanny packs or your day packs, your three-day bug-out bags, whatever you like to call them, to great success, including people in the southern states who have corresponded with me as a direct result of our programming and the fact that they took the other half of the initiative, which is listening and doing. Their families and themselves made it through quite well. They weren't in line sucking on the federal hind, and they're still alive. So you choose what path you want to go on. If you want to just sit back and wait, and wait for the troops to come to your door and take you to a camp to be taken care of, turn off the internet feed, turn off your shortwave, turn off your satellite receiver, turn off your car radio, whatever. You don't want to hear this stuff then. If you want to make a conscientious effort to not only just survive, but thrive in times of hardship, then listen to the hour of the time, understand the threats as they are, and you will be much better off, ladies and gentlemen. You have some thinking to do out there in the listening audience, and if you don't do some very stern, honest thinking, you will pay the price, and so will your family and loved ones. And you will have no one else to blame but yourself when your children are rounded up and separated from you and sent into separate camps. When mass starvation and mutilation begins, and when the horrors like this country and this planet has never seen that will make Stalin and Hitler and Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge in general and the South American warlords pale in comparison to what is coming. If you do not listen, you are the one who will have to look your loved ones in the eyes as they are being dragged away in the middle of the night from your home to certain death and face the fact that because you did not want to listen and be ready and learn the facts, it is your fault. Not the government's, not your neighbor's. Wake up, sheeple. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to put out some thanks to some very wonderful people that have been helping the Hour of the Time greatly for years or for months or for weeks. Like Alan at WBCQ, of course, the whole Canadian crew, all your Pats, Johns, Colleens, Robs, Terrys, Trents. I mean, the whole crew up there, the Canadian studios, the website, fill-in broadcast, research. The research is in the field. All our Jerry's, Jeans, Pat's, Patrick's, Christopher's, Dave's, Richard's. I'm not giving full names because that's up to you to remain anonymous unless you wish to be on the air with your name. All our Robs out there, our special guests, thank you very much. You helped to make the Hour of the Time the source for research and the truth and the best route to help restore our constitutional republic. No, we're not going to be talking about wookie-woos floating around the sky, flashing and abducting people. We will cover the subject, but that is not going to be our gist. We're going to tell you real-life, factual things that you need to know for you and your family's sake and your country's sake, and the freedom of the entire human race rests on having this knowledge. If the people, not only in the United States, but predominantly here, because we are the last stumbling block, but around the world, do not understand this methodology that the world socialists are taking to establish a one world church, one world religion, to force the revelation artificially, to establish a one world government, socialist dictatorship. If you do not understand that, to help see the signs of when it's coming right at you, and how to not just survive, but thrive through it, compared to those who did not want to listen, you might as well write off your freedoms and your lives right now. And like I said, turn off this broadcast. Because obviously we're saying things you do not want to or feel you do not need to hear. Now after our musical break and insertions by First Amendment Radio, we are going to go on with what will be an index per se or bibliography of our content for the next dozens of broadcasts. And in there, sprinkled in, will be the guest on all the particular subjects. Now, you really need to take advantage of this, ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the work we put into this, documentation, field testing, proving, and getting these experts in their various fields, from physical security to food storage to ballistics to shooting to reloading to storage to food prep to herbal medicine to first aid to trauma care, on the air for you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to a musical break and a few here. Now, again, you can write the Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. My email, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. The website, hourofthetime.com. That's hourofthetime.com. And the studio number to share research, questions, leave messages, harass me, whatever, is 928-333-2942.
biological warfare. It is not enough to simply review the latest technology of coercion, the most recent gadgetry of techno junk littering the hardware and supply depots of governments and so-called cults. You see, far more dangerous than these appliances is the praxis behind them. Ages old, the underground current which informs the modern project and this modern era. You see, for life in our modern era is little more than life in an open-air mind-control laboratory. To transform the mass of targeted percipients plugged into the electronic and digital pageantry of the establishment's system of things into the perfect human zombie. The disguised, their true intent and their true teachings, the esoteric, with a system of exoteric descriptions. Now, to the profane would mean one thing, and to the initiate or the adept would mean quite another. But that was then. This is now.
You're already in the New World Order. You're already in the New World Order. World Order.
What sort of creature inhabits the modern domain? Who is the modern man? He is the smartest, most advanced individual to ever strut the planet, the most relatively liberated being in history. He scoffs with great division at the idea of the existence and operation of a technology of mass mind control emanating from the media and government. Modern man believes that he is much too smart to believe anything as superstitious as that. But the truth is, modern man, ladies and gentlemen, is the ideal hypnotic subject.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to the Hour of the Time here on various networks. First Amendment Radio, WBCQ, out of Monticello, Maine, satellite, AM and FM affiliates, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Hour of the Time. Now, I'm going to give you an outline so that you see exactly what we're going to be covering over the next several broadcasts. And between this material and the guest, it will take weeks to finish. In general preparedness, what does it mean? Why be prepared and possible social implications? You need to understand these things. The events and politics justifying being a prepared individual. Not only physically, but spiritually. Food and water techniques. Differences. Balancing meals. Water. Sprouts. Of course, the grains and legumes. Differences, advantages, and disadvantages between dehydrated and retort foods. Plants for medicinal use. Tools to use those plants as medicine, how to prepare, how to identify, how to store, and what and which ones you need. First Aid, a massive course on the skills that you need to get, brief highlights of those things, and of course, the contents to a good survival first aid kit, and of varying sizes and uses, from one that fits in your pocket to one for your whole family and next door neighbor that's your good friend that fits in a 3-day pack, or possibly as large as a duffel bag if you already have contingency plans arranged. Basic supplies and advanced supplies, how to store, where to store, and other implications and things often overlooked but necessary. Communications, both basic and advanced. When the structure breaks down, you're not just going to be able to pop on your cell phone and call in to find out schedules, times, etc. to anything. You will need to know how to effectively communicate, both in a basic sense and an advanced sense, to people close and far away, and how to listen in so that you can understand the events and what's going on in reality, not just what will be broadcast by the government-owned and dictated news networks. Defense, of course, basics, compatibility choices, both perimeter, how to take a proactive stance now, for the future, and in the future. Shelters, both stationary, mobile, and filled expedient. What those can be comprised of, especially with some creativity, and how they work and how they don't work and what they will do and not do to help you. Planning. Planning is an essential phase of all this. Probably one of the most critical. Action plans, working the plan, and of course, family sharing and practice. Attitude. Quite possibly, attitude and knowledge, the most critical factor in this, understanding the facts, being able to decipher the propaganda, the bullshit from the real, positive thinking, how to stay alive, and your mentality on how to stay alive. Morale and helping others. And unfortunately, there will be points where you will have to decide when not to help others. You don't want to hear that, but it is a fact. Sanitation and hygiene, incredibly important in any time of strife, whether that be an economic depression, plights, starvation, man-made disasters, war, disease, natural disasters, both personal and special hygiene, wastewater disposals, the outright moral and health factors of hygiene, believe it or not, and one of the greatest inventions of field hygiene. I'm going to let you ponder that before I let you know what that is. Light. Light is essential. We will not have the reliability, so-called, or the convenience of a grid network of power and structure to rely upon. You will need to know how to harness and generate your own power, how to store it, alternatives to traditional power, for heat, light, cooling, and many of the alternatives out there, and how to use them, store them. And always, throughout all these things, we give you alternatives, not just go out and buy this $500 water filter. Here's how to build one just as effectively, maybe not as fancy and shiny, for $40. When the fuel runs dry, here's what you should have already been making to get off the grid so that you understand how to make it. A diesel alternative. I did a whole show on that. People have been very successful who have gotten that broadcast and have put it to use. How would you like to know how to make a homemade generator for under $50 that rivals the store-boughts in power output? But the fact is, it surpasses them in the fact that you did it yourself, you know how it works, you did it for an incredibly inexpensive price compared to buying a generator, and once you understand the concepts of making an electric generator, and add on to that is fueled by fuel you make, you have become independent. And when you become a shepherd, let's say, to your family, the structure is there for your physical and spiritual survival. No, spiritual survival does not rely on electricity. You do not take that out of context. But to remain a cohesive, loving unit and to get through times of need, we need spiritual help, and of course physical makes it a heck of a lot more comfortable. You say that generator can't be made? Well, I guess you need to come over so I can show you one. And not just me. Several people have made them across the country, modified them. I've even made a trick modification to it so that for under $75, not only do you make a generator yourself that is not trackable because it didn't have a registration number when you purchased it for supposed warranty purchases. Hint, hint, ladies and gentlemen. But if you are on the main power grid and it goes off, you're back on as quick as you can flick a switch. Hand tools often forgot about and negated for long-term planning. For instance, would you rather try to rebuild your home after devastation, man-made or natural, or create a shelter in the first place? While doing so, would you rather hammer with a rock you had to scrounge up or a hammer? Think about it. Or would you rather have to dig with some plate? Or hopefully, if you were smart enough, or listen with your mess kit, or would you rather have a compact shovel in your vehicle kit or your home kit? Or even on your 3-day bug-out bag. Makes digging a lot easier for everything from shelters to embattlements to firing positions to sanitation, hygiene, water gathering, shelter construction, waste disposal. Think about it. A lot of these things people skip. They think because they got 2 tons of red wheat, they're set. That red wheat gets awfully bland and crunchy after a while, and it doesn't keep you very warm, and it doesn't dig holes very good, and it doesn't stop intruders very well. It invites them. And then, of course, into the aspects of personal survival kits, family kits, car size kits. The aspects of these are very different for their intended purposes or times that you would want to use them. No, a fanny pack for most people will not be used to keep you and, let's say, 2 or 3 children and a wife and maybe a ailing grandmother alive. That is where you rely on the heavier, larger kits, strategically placed and at the same time, though, accessible and mobile. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. These are all the aspects we're going to be covering, and intermixed in here, the practical shooting series. Practical shooting in the sense that most of you, although you may fantasize about being some sniper against the New World Order, probably, quite honestly, don't practice, don't have the right weapon, or you have something so obscure that you and some specialized catalog outlets are the only places that have brass for it. We're talking practical. Most of you are not capable of making a shot at 1,000 yards. So give up your Chairborne Ranger fantasies of doing so and get practical. And in turn, those of you, and I've spoken to many of you, who think that some Chi-Com piece of junk 9mm pistol that you're going to go out and harvest all your meat with it and fend off intruders 200 yards away, you are lying to yourself as well and setting yourself and your family up for doom. How to shoot and hit your target, how to supply your ammunition for that firearm, how to store meat that you harvest with it from wild game, how to use that, and as always, like I already said, in all aspects, doing it yourself. What the mountain men referred to, for instance, is jerking their meat, which that sounds obscene to many of you, but that is how it is relayed in old writings. But making dried meats at home is very simple. It takes not much more than a sheet, if you don't have a dark closet or something, or a shed with not much light, and some baling wire, and some meat, to make it, of course, better, some salt and pepper, if nothing else. The food storage is very important, because like I talked about, many people think, oh, I have 15 buckets of wheat, I'm fine. Yeah, and you've got about 2 gallons of water in the tank of your toilet if you're wise enough to use that, and maybe 23 gallons in your hot water heater if you're smart enough to think about that and actually utilize it. And that's probably all you have because you haven't thought about the other aspects. How are you going to rehydrate all that dehydrated food? When is dehydrated food not practical? Are you going to want to be lighting off bonfires in the middle of the night, giving your position away for a million miles around you, or during the day with smoke, because you didn't plan properly and need to boil a quart of water just so you don't die of dehydration? At what point will your food supply be too much of a good thing? Overbore, per se, and you couldn't store enough water within any reasonable means to rehydrate it and use it. What are really practical sources of water? Where do you get them? Where do you get them now, and how do you store them? Will all be critical aspects in the future. Many people will say, well, why do I need all this? God's going to step in and do it all for me. Oh, I pray multiple times a day, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't think God, Jesus, however you want, I'm no expert, but I don't think they mean for you just to sit on your laurels either and do nothing for yourself. And that also means being proactive in your stance and using this information and passing the word. Now, on the topic of social implications and the reasons for being prepared, all you have to do is simply look back through history. We don't even have to go far. Let's go back to, heck, start 1900 in America alone, okay? Let's talk about San Francisco fires, hurricanes destroying Galveston, rioting, earthquakes, droughts, floods, tornadoes, forest fires, man-made disasters, depressions, recessions, internal war. ladies and gentlemen, I think if you are halfway an intelligent person, I just listed enough reasons why you should be thinking about this. And I am going to teach you how to do it on a hamstring budget after long discussion with one of my wonderful female cousins back in my old stomping grounds. She has, over the time, and now especially, building on her preparedness outfit. And they have done it on a shoestring budget with tips that they got from me and my researcher friends. And it's field proven. Amazing little tricks on how to acquire things legally, by the way. I'm not talking about stealing. What to have. How to budget it. How to prioritize it. And let me give you some more food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. Besides this whole index I've just basically read to you, which, by the way, is out of a book I wrote. Almost 300 pages in length. And I don't mean Harlequin size pages, pocketbook pages. I mean 8.5 by 11 pages, including the diagrams and step-by-step procedures for nearly 26 types of first aid necessary situations. Everything from evaluating a casualty to preventing shock, burns, heat injuries, frostbite, dressings, tourniquets, abdominal wounds, chest, head wounds, splints, transportation, either by yourself or with help, improvised litters, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, your basic supplies, poisoning. Yes. 50 pages of medical alone. Now, something to think about, ladies and gentlemen, besides the obvious examples I've given you of reasons why you need to think about this and know this and use it, are some things you need to think about yourself. Many of you that I've met with, been to your homes, you've been here, I've seen your kits, many of them are wonderful, many of them are lacking. Right now, if the balloon went up, could you get you and your family to safety or in a safe posture with your supplies within half an hour? Most of you, if you honestly think about it, will have to answer no. Oftentimes your stuff is been dipped into and used for the weekend soccer knee scrapes and not replenished. Weekend fishing snacks, food and water not replaced. A stove or lantern that broke last camp out. Didn't quite get around to fixing it yet. Buried in the back of some closet. Underneath the vacuum. Some coats, winter blankets. And not even all assembled, because it's been dug in. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Half an hour is giving you the benefit. More practical, if a national alert went out, and you will know when it happens. You're not going to have that much time. The large metropolitan areas are instant targets, already targeted. All the plans and contingencies worked out by all levels of the government, from FEMA to the military, or should I say FEMA / military, foreign groups, by taking down a couple dozen of the most populous cities in America, simply shutting down their sanitation, food and water supplies, transportation, communications. They will effectively neutralize over half the populace. And it can be done in a matter of hours. If you're one of the lucky / smart ones to not be embroiled in some environment like that, you have a much better chance. But those of you in the hinterlands out there, you need to understand that very organized marauding bands will instantly appear. They will be looting. They will be incredibly organized. They will have communication when the system seems to not have any itself. They will have networks, strategies. So you need to be prepared to defend what you put away for your family and friends from enemies both foreign and domestic. Yes, being out of the cities is a definite payoff. You can be established already, but it does no good if you simply get overran through mass migrations of now homeless or organized gangs. It's already happening all along the border. Both borders, the northern doesn't get much talk because it's not as big as far as the organizational and the threats, but the southern border, it's being practiced and tried out. And yes, with the sanctions of the Mexican government and orders of the Mexican military and so-called police, or / police. And there will be internal groups that are going to take advantage of the situation. Who in their mind, why should I at all have anything ready? I can put myself in one of three classes. I can be one that listens and plans and accepts the truth and is ready physically and spiritually for the coming times. Class two, I can sit here and wait for the government to come help because, hey, they've got to build those camps. Katrina proved it. The domes and the busing didn't work. We need camps. Keep on fooling yourself and turn off this radio. Don't waste my time with emails or phone calls or letters. Or you can be in the third class, the others, the neutralizers, the spreaders of propaganders, the marauders, the raiders, the thieves, the bandits, the gangs, who will simply take by force what they need, many of them instigated through government operations. Fact, ladies and gentlemen. Now, starting tomorrow, we're going to start on the basic mental attitudes to keep you alive, to keep you prepared, to get you prepared, and how to help you and your family in a time of crisis. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Hour of the Time today, Tuesday the 20th, 2005, via First Amendment Radio. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Alan at WBCQ, Rob, and all the crew up there. And be sure to tune in every day to the Hour of the Time for the facts, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to know and understand, or you're going to feel really bad down the road. Thank you, and I hope everyone has a wonderful but very thought-filled afternoon.